of the earth. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So great to have you joining us today. It is right now just about a minute after 11 o'clock, and we have some great guests in the studio this morning. And we're going to be putting a phone call out to Amy a little later as well. Karen, welcome.
Welcome.
You, the WCNO normal team is missing one part today.
That's right. One leg is missing.
So are we going to give Mr. David an excused absence, or are we going to...
Yes, anytime you have a medical procedure.
Medical. He had a medical successful medical procedure.
Yes, he did.
And he had some... he's going to have a great testimony when he comes back in.
Yes, absolutely.
A condition after 50 years.
Wow.
He's excited. So I talked with him this morning, and I think they gave him something to sort of numb the reality of the procedure. And I'm not sure, David, if you're listening this morning, we're not sure if we were getting all of David or we're just getting a part, but we'll take whatever God gives us and be rested today. We love you. And Karen, great to have you with us as well.
Good to be here.
And of course, we want to welcome all of you, our wonderful listeners. Keep your dial set right here at 89.9. And of course, you know, we are the Good News Station. And so there's a lot of good things going on in the body of Christ. And I don't know of anyone I could be more excited to talk to this morning than Randy Skinner. Randy, welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you today.
You know what I really like about you?
What's
Have that? I told you today
no,
yet?
Haven't.
I haven't. Well, I'll tell everybody what I really like about Randy Skinner. I believe every time I have seen you, which has not been enough times, but when I've seen you, God has given you a time of prayer that has been impactful. Whether it was in a restaurant or whether it was here in the studio, every time. And there have been some preceding prophetic words of life that have flowed out of you. And I like people like you a lot.
Well, thank you. It's exciting. It's exciting to be living in this day and time. We're living in the book of Acts. We are seeing revival. We are in it.
Tell us about it. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing?
Well, you know, we had a real spark happen a few years ago, and Sean Foyt came, led us worship.
That was powerful.
We had two separate incidents. One was downtown West Palm Beach, where we had a few thousand people gather, and it broke a principality that was ruling over West Palm Beach, so it crippled it.
Mm-hmm.
And even lost people were coming off the streets. They were coming into the main amphitheater in West Palm Beach, where we're going to have an event this Friday called Good Days Only Festival with Christian artists. But the principality broke, and it broke at City Hall. We saw change come. We saw God raising up kings, and when I say a king, I'm talking about godly business people, because the world's controlled by merchants. That's godly, yes. Antichrist people.
Babylon stuff.
Yeah, Babylon. Yeah. So anyway, the Lord broke something, and then Sean came back like 6 months later. We had 11 days of revival with up to 5,000 people attending. Hmm. We were over at Trinity International Church where Reinhard Bunke attended when he was living. And then we had 1,000 decisions. We were in like three different locations. But we had 1,000 decisions, and we were literally seeing people come off the streets, high on drugs, getting saved, from the point of running from the parking lot, high on heroin, by the time they got to the stage, they received Christ, the drug high went away, they're weeping, going through deliverance, turning around and began praying for others. And then, of course, we had 5 baptismal troughs, horse troughs, we were baptizing people. But since that time, we've been taking 2 years to really mentor young leaders and begin praying. And up and down the Treasure Coast, we've been seeing these groups pop up of moves of God among young leaders, young people. And then they've been traveling across the state, going to the west coast of Florida, up and down the east coast.
Excellent.
And so God is percolating. There's been this spiritual percolating of God moving. And we're excited to, have this Friday at this gathering of Christian leaders.
Let's talk about
music
it.
Festivals.
Yeah. What's it called? Good Days Only Music Festival.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Where did that come from? What is it?
Well, we're excited to have the founder and the creator of that, Bryce, here, and Jolly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so these are two musicians that help pull this together. And so good to have you guys.
Yeah, we are great to. It's so great to be here with you guys and get to meet everybody. And wow, we're just excited to make an impact here this Friday. It's so funny.
It's on us.
It's on us. Yeah. It's funny because it's like 6 months, and then it's 4 months, and then it's 2 months, and then it's like it's tomorrow. You know, it's 2 days, 3 days.
Right.
And man, God gave us this vision 6 years ago to do a Christian music festival.
That is awesome.
In the past, we've done one in Kentucky, we've done one in Maine, New York, a few different places. And whenever I first came here, I said, I just felt so burdened for this young generation, as Randy's talking about. We got to bring these young people together and shake the city and send people out. And so the last few years have just been praying on it. And this last year was the season. It was the time was right. God put all the pieces together. So we said, let's do this. So we talked to Danny Gokey, Unspoken, some of the guys that'll be here this Friday night. And we said, hey, can you come and be a part of this night? Like, hey, we're this whole day, we're shaking the city of West Palm. And we're going to start something new here and do this every year from now on. And so Friday, we're doing the Good Days Only Music Festival. And again, we have Danny Gokey, Unspoken, Seventh Time Down, JJ Weeks. And it's just going to be a powerhouse.
So what type of music are we talking about? Because our audience is across the board here. Yep. And some of them may not be familiar with some of these artists. But can you kind of just go down the line? And what's the genre? What's the music appeal?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Yeah. So Danny Gokey, of course, his songs are major on Christian radio. You hear him everywhere. He was on American Idol many, many years ago, and now he's just made such an impact around the world with his songs. And Danny, his music's awesome because it's very powerful. It's fun. It's upbeat. Brings the families together. Very engaging. And then throughout the day, we also have a Southern gospel group called Southbound from Orlando. And they're going to come together, and it's anointed stuff. Same thing with Unspoken. You'll hear their songs on Christian radio. And all the guys and people that we brought this year are the right people. It's for the right day, the right event. And we had to bring that all together so we could bring everyone together, the young, the older, everybody together for this night.
So one of the things I noticed is he has a lot of young, what we call influencers, and that's big in social media today. And it's so many of our young people, and if you're listening and you have a teenager, your teenagers in social media know who the main influencers are, which are many times, of course, not following Christ, and they're really impacting culture. And so what Bryson has done, he's brought main influencers in the Christian world that your young teenagers and young adults will know. And so if that's important for you to come out and see these influencers that have a testimony. Definitely. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. We have some guys that are YouTubers and, you know, TikTokers and what, you know, all the younger generation loves. And it's really cool because their platforms have hit millions. I mean, some of these guys are hitting 100 to 200 million followers and subscribers, and they love the Lord. So so my whole vision for this was, okay, we got to bring people that the world knows.
Yeah.
And they're going to come to this property, and their lives are going to get changed. They're going to get saved. They're going to get healed, delivered at this property. You know, because some people may watch one of these guys and go, oh, my gosh, that's so funny, this and that, and they love them. They may not even know who Jesus is, but on this property, whenever they show up to see this person or whatnot, their life's going to get radically changed because they're going to hear the gospel at the moment they come through the doors.
Yeah, Jonathan, think about it. Here is the nerve center of, really, it's called now the Wall Street South. West Palm Beach is now the nerve center of economic engines in the world. I was told on Palm Beach Island, if all the people that live on Palm Beach Island are there at one time, it's three quarters of the world's wealth. So we are now seeing West Palm Beach, South Florida, become the nerve center of the world's wealth. And up till now, every year, it's always been secular, antichrist, godless entertainment that's carried the sound waves or the entertainment of South Florida, and up to 100,000 people come to different festivals. And we just said, hey, we've got to take back that mountain of entertainment, and we've got to start having annual Christian festivals. And so that's the purpose of what God's doing here. The other thing is we're saturating the what's called the second heaven. The second heaven is the prince of the power of the air. The enemy rules there. We know that Christ and third is called third heaven. And then, of course, first heaven is we're looking at the sky. And but the enemy controls that sound, that area, you know, the entertainment industry, education, business. And so what's happening is we're literally seeing with these moves of God in South Florida, we're seeing the harvest field prepared. We have more Jewish people living in South Florida anywhere in the United States, with the exception of New York, and that's shifting and changing. So we know this final harvest of the Gentiles is coming. It's preparing for the harvest of the Jewish people and the transfer of wealth from the merchants of the wicked to the kings. And so all of this is tied together in what God's up to in this day and time.
Exciting. Exciting. Okay, now we still don't know the times that this event's going to happen. We're talking about this week.
It's this week on Friday.
This week, Friday. And what time do things open up? And who's going to enjoy this? And how can people find out more?
Of course, So it's on a Friday all day long. So next year we'll be on a Saturday, but this year gates open at 12 o'clock. And it goes all the way till 10:30. So Danny Gokey will be the headliner of the night. He's not going on until 9 p.m. So, hey, if you work on Friday, you still have time to get over here at 6 p.m. and enjoy Unspoken and Danny Gokey, seventh time down, some of these guys. So as the day goes, we have inflatables, we have rock climbing walls, we have food trucks, vendors, all the fun for families. And we even have face painting. We have people coming to make balloons. And it's all free, a part of the ticket costs other than the food. Of course, the food trucks. So.
So there's a focus for young children too.
Very, very,
families.
Very.
Yeah,
it's all family oriented. So we have, you know, security out there. The fence is, the property's fenced off, and it's very. The whole thing is for bringing families together to come together.
So this is a one-day event.
One day
this year, and this is the first of. There's planning, God willing, and we're all still here. this will be an annual event that will grow.
Exactly.
What is the price?
So there's a few different prices. So they kind of range. Right now they're about $60 for the whole entire day, but there's family discounts on the property. There's child discounts going right now. So whenever people can jump on, they'll be able to see all those different prices at gooddaysonlyfestival.com. So they'll be able to see the different price ranges, and we are still running discounts. So they have a day to everybody jump on there and say, hey, I can jump on right now and grab a ticket and be a part of this day.
Gooddaysonlyfestival.com. Festival.com.
Yep.
Okay, so you can find out everything by going there. All right, excellent. And if my wife's listening, she may be saying, honey, we have a new schedule for Friday evening.
Yes.
At this time. Okay, so we've been hearing a little from Bryson. Let's see, we have Jolly with us here as well. And we want to hear from you. And Jolly, where's this event going to be? Do you know where it's going to be? I mean, we haven't given an address yet.
Yeah, it's going to be at the downtown amphitheater, West Palm Beach.
Okay, right on the water.
Yeah, right on the water, and
great venue.
There's signs everywhere throughout the city as you come into West Palm Beach that will guide you by the city of West Palm Beach to where the downtown amphitheater is.
So this is going to be a big event.
Huge. I mean, Bryson, the visionary of this thing, brought me in all the way from Colorado, and I'm excited to be a part of this, right?
Excellent.
Yep, and we have a great team behind us that is just making sure that the venue is tip-top shape to create a great family event, right? Because, just listening to what everybody was saying, the thing that touched me, I have five kids, right? And yesterday I brought my sons to go get a haircut. And in that environment, there were, music that was not glorifying God. And the thing was just tearing me apart to say, I had to bring my children here. There was no Christian environment. There's nothing clean. There's nothing pure about the environment. And what Bryson and the team is doing here is bringing that environment, as my dear brother said, tearing down the strongholds in the Evans and bringing righteousness back to West Palm Beach. In fact, we're going to make a declaration, South Florida.
You know what's amazing is here, just think of this. When we did our last worship event, it was during COVID, and we had Sean Foyt there with Let Us Worship, a few thousand people worshiping. People were coming out of the main street, it's called Clematis, all the bars and restaurants. They were walking down toward the amphitheater. It's about a mile walk, and when they hit the grassy area at the Meyer Amphitheater there in West Palm Beach, the power of God would hit them. Wow. And they would fall on the grass and begin weeping and begin. There was this canopy of glory, God's glory, that was covering. And lost people, I was watching lost people stand at the edge of the Meyer Amphitheater there in downtown West Palm Beach where the event's being held. And they would step on the street and they'd say, "You feel that?" And they'd step on the grassy area. They'd say, "You feel that?" and you could literally, I had a DEA agent that was there and he was looking up and he said, "There's a cloud. There's a canopy. Something's covering this." Mm-hmm. And so God's glory is being displayed in the heavens. And the amazing thing is that we're seeing people that have no context for Christianity that are being drawn by the Holy Spirit into festivals and events like this, and they're having an encounter with Jesus Christ. So all through this event on Friday, the Good Days Only Music Festival at the Meyer Amphitheater in downtown West Palm Beach, you're going to hear the gospel. You're going to hear a presentation. You're going to feel God's presence. Amen. You're going to have opportunity to get prayed for. If you need healing, you're going to have people that will pray for healing. Yep. People are having addictions and challenges. There'll be people there to pray for you to get set free. Because we've been preparing for this in many different avenues and venues, as we've been saying. The moves of God are happening all the way down from Fort Lauderdale up to Daytona Beach and across to Sarasota, Tampa, Orlando. Moves of God, spontaneous. And so we are in revival.
Amen.
We are living in the days of Acts, and this is an exciting time to come celebrate this and to also, really to declare our Christian liberty.
Yeah.
Liberties are being limited across America.
That's right.
By all these different rogue Antichrist governments. And here in our state, we are valued and blessed to have a governor, to have political leaders to say, we are going to stand and we are going to demonstrate our love for Jesus through music festivals.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Bryson.
Yes.
Why are you doing this? Tell me a bit of your God story. Where did this passion come from? You start talking and Jolly starts talking and I hear some fire in your belly, some Holy Spirit anointing there.
Oh, man. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, probably about, let's say, 8-9 years ago, I had an encounter with Jesus face to face in a prayer moment, actually in my room at my house. And it was younger. I was in youth group days, and whatnot. Yep. And me and some friends got together and we said, hey, let's worship tonight. We kind of, you know, we started to make this, hey, each night we're going to do this. Each night we're going to pray together. Each night we're going to worship together. And there was this one night that I felt, you know, we were all outside together playing basketball. And when I felt this conviction to go, hey, we got to spend time with Jesus. We got to spend time with Jesus. But it was such a, you know, being a young person at that time, you know, 8, 9 years ago, also with friends, you know, you're out playing basketball, this and that. You kind of push things like that to the side because you're like, oh, we're doing this. We're having fun. You know, I'll make time for Jesus later.
Right.
You know, I didn't understand the importance of having that time with him at that moment. And so that night I finally said, guys, let's just go together. 5 minutes. Let's just go up to the room. Let's just worship. It was about 5 or 6 of us. And what ended up only being, you know, 5 minutes just to give some time ended up being 3 to 4 hours of worship and prayer just with Jesus that night. And about two hours into the night, me and the pastor's son and a few other guys are there worshiping, praying. I remember just the presence being so strong in this room. And I ended up walking out. And when I came back in, I shut the door behind me. I walked a few feet and just fell to my knees inside my room. And I've never felt the presence of God so strong in my life other than I did in that moment. And I remember just weeping and weeping and weeping. And as I was doing that, I could hear the pastor's son across the room. He was just laying down on the ground. It was so special because he was yelling out loud, but he was just saying, thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to say anything else other than thank you, Jesus. That night as we were worshiping, I stood up, walked to the other side of the room, and I just sat down, you know, put my knees up, and I just started praying, Jesus, thank you. You know, like, I'm sorry that me and my flesh, you know, I wanted to do this more than spend time with you. And as the night went on, I had my eyes shut. I began to open my eyes at a certain moment in the night. It was probably 2, 3 a.m., and I just saw this light into the left side of my room, and when I looked over, Jesus was sitting on the edge of my bed, and he was just shaking his head. Yes, across the room.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And I know it was real. It's crazy that in a second what happens, but he just kept shaking his head. Yes, Jesus stands up from the bed, walks over to my buddy Parker on the ground, and he just gets on his knees and wraps his arms around him. He was the one that was just saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." Jesus ends up standing up, and he walks over to me with his hand out. And I just remember he's walking one. The moment he came probably 3, 4 feet away from me, my chest just caved in and my heart started beating fast. And it was special because at that time he said, what was broken, I'm now fixing.
Wow.
And then the next, it was so funny because the next thing he said was, will you dance with me? Will you dance with me?
Oh,
and I remember being on the ground. Next thing I knew, I was standing up holding hands with Jesus dancing. And this word, and he kept saying revival, revival, revival. But he kept saying it was going to look different than how it used to be. And he kept saying, and in this night, this was, you know, I mean, this was in 2014. So it's been, you know, it's been a minute, 2015, 2014. And he kept saying revival, revival. And he kept saying that he was going to use this young generation to do something like this. And ever since that night, a passion and a fire for doing, you know, concerts and festivals to bring people together and let these, you know, this young generation, come on, let's come together. Let's share the light of Jesus around the world. And that night kind of sparked that. You know,
that
was Jesus. He shared it with me that night. So now we're bringing it here.
So how do you get connected with a little bit older guy like Randy Skinner? I mean, you know, God brings some amazing things together. How'd that happen?
Wow, yeah. So me and my family, my dad was worship leader over at Trinity Church International in West Palm for a few years, and that's also where I was at helping with the youth, young adults, running all that stuff. And that's where we met Randy and his family. And the last few years, probably, you know, we've known him for 6 years now, and he's just been a strong, even mentor to me, and even my dad, a friend. And the same thing you said when we first got in here, his prayer life and his ministry, the moment we met him, we instantly knew the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you can talk to him, you instantly feel, man, this guy is close to Jesus. And so, I mean, since then, we've just been super close with our family.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, for the thank you, Bryson. You know, for the listeners, we're seeing so many, I have so many friends in the body of Christ, but they're teenagers, are having challenges. There's a lot of just issues, health, mental, spiritual, emotional.
Yeah.
And what it takes is an opportunity for you as a parent, first pray, and we'll pray in a moment, to pray and to stand on the word of God about the declaration and decrees, because James 3 says everything that we speak out of our mouth sets in course hell or heaven.
Yeah.
So if you're tempted to make statements about your children or your spouse or your father or your mother, we're actually seeing a lot of young people come to Christ who are really chasing after God, but their parents aren't. And they're actually kind of like Jesus said, you're going to have to give up your father, your mother, your sister, your brother to follow me. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a real separation kind of take place. But we're also seeing families come together seeking the Lord together. And so if you have a teenager, this is a great opportunity to pay their ticket, give them a ticket, and pay for their way to come to this event, because you're making a spiritual investment, a heavenly investment.
Yep.
And trust God, pray that God will touch them when they're at the Good Days Only Music Festival downtown at the Meyer Amphitheater. And by the way, it's at 105 Everinia, that's spelled E-V-E-R-N-I-A Street, 105 Everinia Street, West Palm Beach, 33401. That's the Myers Amphitheater, and there's signage all throughout the city that directs you there. So it's going to be a great event. We believe that it's a kickoff of God moving by His Holy Spirit to bring people to Christ and to celebrate His name, lift His name high above the city in South Florida.
Good Days Only. GoodDaysOnlyFestival.com. Mm-hmm. GoodDaysOnlyFestival.com. Yeah. Go there where you can find out more information about the event. Jolly.
Yes, sir.
Five children. My goodness. Wow, that's awesome. You've got your own little army right there in the house, right? So how did you get connected with these guys? And what's your God story? Where did you come from?
Well,
other than God in heaven and things like that, I mean,
amen. You know, well, I was born in Jamaica. I was a PK pastor's kid. Start learning music pretty early, and the secular pulled me in, right? And I started to play for the secular.
Mm,
yeah. What changed my life was a question was asked to me: why? Why do you play for the secular, right? And I used to justify it to say, well, the doctor has to go in and work, and no matter who it is, you got to fix them up and get them going, right? So I used to tell myself that, right? But we know that music is a whole different kettle of fish. It's a worship. It's a part of you, right? And hence why this Good Days Festival is about to change some lives, you know, and about to change some atmospheres, amen? So one day, a friend of mine invited me to a block party. And when I went there, I saw the same music that I was playing on change the lives of people. I mean, people turned from civilized to uncivilized in a matter of minutes. The bass start going, the treble start hitting, and people pulling out guns, firing guns, I mean drugs, the whole nine yards. And I stood there in the middle of that, and God showed me, this is what your end is a part of.
Wow.
And that changed my life right there. I said, God, you know what? If you could change me, you know, I will serve you. And this is why it's so important, people of God, for us to invest in our children for things like this.
It's good
to get them into a Christian environment, an environment that is declaring holiness, that is declaring life, that is creating an environment for purity, right? So they could thrive, so they could live. Righteousness, exalt nation,
there you go.
Sin, reproach to every people. Yep.
Yeah, let's hit on the atmosphere of there was recently here in Palm Beach Gardens a shooting at the mall. And this is a very upscale community.
Yeah.
It's one of the wealthier communities in South Florida. Mm-hmm. And you just don't have that, but you had it. You had two gang members shootout and with injuries at a very wealthy high-end mall. And my wife and daughter were there, and they've been trained in spiritual warfare and actually many other things, how to navigate that, because I raised my daughter, my family in the hood, and we lived in among gangs and drug cartels, and built 400 houses in the inner city, tearing down drug houses, new housing, and it became a movement. But one of the things that we became very familiar with was the atmosphere of a spiritual versus demonic atmosphere. And I've said it before, you can never change a city if the strongholds are in you that are in the city are in you. You have to carry God's kingdom into the into the kingdom of darkness. We have that authority. And I'm a graduate of a Southern Baptist seminary, but I was not trained in spiritual warfare. And if you had said, go to the inner city, which I did, I used to live in New Orleans, worked on Bourbon Street, so I was kind of an unusual mix of having an interest in going into the violent places. But most people, if you drive through a impoverished, lesser economic area, you're going to drive through, see drugs, see homelessness, see blight and poverty, and in your mind, you're going to think, well, this is a nest of evil, and it is, and you may say, you may have fear, you may have anxiety, which, you know, that comes from the atmosphere. But you may say, well, you may make a judgment about that area when there's actually people of faith. And in most blighted areas, you're going to have these people of faith, these grandmothers, these black Hispanic grandmothers that live on each block. They're contending for their children. They're contending with prayer for the future of their generation, but it's being stolen by Antichrist, Jezebel, death and hell, these different entities and principalities and powers that rule in cities. And what happened is when we lived in the inner city, we would stake biblically our zip code, and we would drive stakes in the ground, prayer oil, and drug dealers would come, like when they'd come to my house, they would come loaded with guns, gang members, but when they crossed my property, and they came to my doorstep, they would just stand there looking at me. And I'd say, hey, brother, what you doing? You know, and I ended up praying for them. And then walk back out. And once they got off the property line, that you'd see them like cowering and running down the street in fear. And I remember one time a car came by. It was unloading bullets at houses along the way. Came in front of my house, unloaded a gun. Nothing touched my house. They're going down the street. Windows are... glasses flying out of houses or car windows. Police cars are coming behind them. Which way do they go? They're shooting up cars and houses along the way. But they literally unloaded a gun in front of my house and nothing was touched. And so we are called to live in a place of holiness where if we have fears, anxieties, and worries as we enter a neighborhood, a zip code, a mall, okay, what's in this area that's ruling that's inside of me? And so we have to ask the Lord to come inside of us and remove those things so we can carry the kingdom of peace in those places. So what's God showing you, Jolly, as you've come into our area? You came from Colorado. You came into our area. Is there anything that you're sensing or feeling and that you've picked up on the atmosphere of our area?
You know, it's funny that you said that because I'm confirming what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to you earlier about the stronghold specifically in the area of merchant, right? And that wealth transfer, right? What the enemy has done over the years, he has been fighting God's people from not making an economical impact, right? He's trying to stifle that out of God's people. And a lot of people are getting discouraged, walking away from Christ, right? Walking away from the church just because they have to compromise, right? In that work environment, right? A lot of people, whenever I talk to some of these people, they're literally crying. You know, one guy, some years ago, I was in Hollywood, Florida, and this guy, he was homeless and he was Jew, but he was very educated. He had a great job. And he said to me, the reason why I'm homeless is because I made a stand not to compromise my faith. They wanted him to take part in stuff that he knows he can't take part in, right? And that's the stronghold that we're coming up against, right? And a lot of people, even there are people listening to us right now that have the feeling of, you know what, God is done with me. I've messed up so bad that I don't think there's a way for me to get back. But I think God is saying something to you today, to heed the voice of God. And even through music, it's, you know, on the way over here, I was just listening to some worship song, and it literally just began to break my spirit, you know, on the plane. And the tears just start running. And I was trying to get it off real fast before one of the flight attendants comes by. And that is what worship could do. Yeah. Anytime, anywhere, it could break that stronghold, that strong man, that toughness, that whatever you're battling with on the inside, it could deal with that. And I believe this is the time and the season. My brother, you don't know the kind of fire you started today. You know, I could feel it. My inside is shivering. And I believe that God is going to do something. He's already started it.
Yeah.
But he's going to do something this weekend. And my prayer, and if you're a prayer warrior out there, if you're a mother, the mothers in Christ, you know, you mentioned it earlier, the mothers, those grandmothers, start to fight, pray. Pray for the event and what is going on. Amen.
All right, Randy, we're going to just take a moment of prayer and let you lead out in that. But before we do that, we have people that are just tuning in. Give the information about the event again so they know where to go to get the information.
Yeah, it's the Good Days Only Music Festival, and it's going to be at gooddaysonlyfestival.com. And it's this Friday, starts at 2 p.m. in the Myers Amphitheater, downtown West Palm Beach, going till 10 o'clock at night. You can come anytime during that period, come encounter the Lord. God is going to show up. Please bring your kids. We've had so many testimonies of young people that were struggling that would come to these events, and God would radically touch them. And now today they're leaders in these men of God.
That's awesome. I think what we're going to do, Randy, I want you to close our hour with the prayer. There's one other guest I need to link up with, and it's hard for me to pull out of this because God has laid a vision on a team, and this is going to be in the Boca area. It's another great event that's coming up, and God's given them vision to just see spiritual breakthroughs, signs, wonders, miracles, healings, you know, and the power of God being released. So we're going to jump to a song, and this song is Revival. And Saturday night, I was watching Flashpoint or something, and they were talking about somewhere in New York. It's raining like crazy, and 3,000 people came out to go to a tent meeting because God is showing up. So this is awesome. And the point was, revival is now. God is moving now. And I'm thrilled to see that it's with the youth. Because we need this. Our country needs it. Going to go to this next song. We'll be right back in just a moment. Keep your dial set right here. 89.9 WCNO, Palm City, Florida. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Only you can make time.
that is what we've been praying for, and that's what we're experiencing. And it's great to have Amy Thompson with us on the phone. Amy, are you able to hear us okay today?
Yes, sir. I can hear you just great.
Amy, Hope Fest Florida is an event that's coming up, what, down in the Boca area?
Yes, sir. March 23rd at the Boca Raton High School football field.
23rd of March. Okay, and that's coming right up. And tell us what God's put on your heart. What are you believing for?
Absolutely. And I have my husband here as well, Scott Thompson.
Scott, God bless you.
So we're just super excited, Jonathan, to share the love of Jesus. This event is predominantly an evangelistic event. We're asking for 3,000 souls for the kingdom of heaven in Jesus' name. So we are really about reaching the lost, the hurting to death, the sick, and those who are hopeless. We're inviting many to gather at this event to have an encounter with the Lord, to have an encounter with the healer who really heals, sets free, and saves. Amen. So that's what we are doing at this event. We're so excited. A secondary part of this event, Jonathan, is to really unify the body of Christ. Working together, amen, there's nothing that we cannot accomplish in Jesus Christ.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Scott, great to have you with us on air today. Greet our listeners and just tell us a little bit about what's in your heart.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for having me here. Yeah, what's been put upon us, it's just as the name implies, it's hope. It's bringing hope to those that feel hopeless, feel like in this generation, especially those in high school and in college age, the youth are lost, and they're seeking guidance, they're seeking belonging, they're seeking hope. They really don't even know what they're looking for, but I feel like we know what the missing piece is. God created us all with a hole, with a space in our hearts that only He can fill. And I feel like they're looking to fill that hole with things of the world that will never satisfy. And that's why we're bringing this event. They don't know that what they're missing, and they don't feel welcomed or encouraged to go to a church. So we're bringing the church to them. We're bringing Jesus to them outside the four walls, out into their environment, in a message that they can readily receive. In a format that is non-confrontational and just really bringing that hope of Jesus to them.
All right, and I know that your heart is to see pastors and leaders come as well. What would you say to those pastors? Can they bring a table? People come to Christ. They're going to need to have some follow-up, home group, something. You know, there's got to be some plan in place. What's your message to the rest of the body of Christ?
Absolutely. Bring a table. Bring a team of people to work the table. Bring volunteers. We'll need our prayer ministry people with us to bring people to Christ Jesus. New believers and rededicated believers are going to be baptized on the spot and filled with the Holy Spirit according to the scriptures. And we're really going to witness a lot of healing and freedom right there on the football field, Jonathan. So, yes, we invite pastors, ministry leaders, even business leaders. Go to our website at hopefestflorida.com. You'll see a link there to partner. It doesn't take much to partner at all. Just fill out the information and let us know that you're going to be there. You're welcome to bring a table. We invite you to bring a table. Each person that is a new believer needs to be personally connected with somebody at the event so that we can follow up with that person and ensure that each new believer and each dedicated believer from this event gets connected to a family of our church, you know, a family of the body of Christ. So whether it be a church family or a home group, prayer group, or a college-based prayer group, that's who we're looking to connect each one of these new believers. We have discipleship programs that each new believer is going to be able to have on their phone, and they can begin biblical discipleship training on day one. And so we're just really excited to have other pastors and leaders in the community to connect with new believers and, to really gather the harvest along with us. When we tie our nets together, we'll catch a much bigger harvest.
Yes. Amen. I need to reiterate, this is not about growing a singular movement or ministry or church. This is about growing the body of Christ. It's coming together for that. We're not looking to create a mega church or have any type of singular focus of, oh, it's about growth. It's only about bringing people to Jesus, whether they go with us, with another church down the street, with ministry, as long as they're being connected with the love of Jesus, that is the goal here.
Yeah, and the body of Christ to grow and to be discipled. Amen.
All right, so I see that you're looking for some baptismal pools. You're getting ready. You're expecting God to move. And so, if someone is listening today, and you can either you have one or you could be a part of that. What's the price of a baptism pool? What are you guys looking at?
It's about $50.
Okay.
For a baptismal pool, and that would be a way to assist and partner with us in this glorious adventure together. Another way is to donate things, give away things like surfboards, boogie boards, snorkel masks, or, masks and fins, or, something that is, something that family members can enjoy together or young people can enjoy. We're looking to have lots of items to give away at the event. And I think we're even going to have the ability to give away a car at the event, too. And so I'm working on a partnership there. And so just to really demonstrate the lavish goodness of our King.
To meet the needs of a family. So do you have a car online at this point, or are you still looking for that?
We have one online, but more is always good, too. We take another one if somebody has a dealership, either a good used car or a new car that you'd be willing to donate. We would love to be able to give a car away for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Well, that's awesome. Sound system, have you got the sound system yet?
We have a retainer, sound system. It has not been paid yet. That's going to run upwards of $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay, so if somebody listening today wants to be a part of that, that would be pretty awesome. What about the expenses for the guests that are coming in?
Right, that's going to run about $15,000.
Okay, and where are you with that budget?
We have not got that covered yet.
Okay, so that's still in the Father's hands. All right, how can people reach you all?
At info@hopefestflorida.com. info@hopefestflorida.com would be the best way.
Okay.
That's email. Mm-hmm.
All right. One more time. Hope Fest coming to the Boca area. Can you give the address?
Absolutely.
Yes. The Boca Raton High School right there at the corner of Glades Road and I-95. And we'll be at the football field there. And that will be March 23rd at 4 p.m.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk some more because we have a few days before the event. We thank God for your partnership in building the kingdom. And I love your heart. Your heart's to lift up Jesus. And when we do that, we know the kingdom's going to get built. So continue to be on standby and let us join you here at WCNO. We'll continue to get the word out, let people know what's going on. So blessings to both of you. Thank you for joining us today.
We appreciate you, Jonathan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Everybody,
bless
have a great day.
Listening. Have a fantastic day in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Okay, we are going to see if I think we have a spot somewhere. Karen, I think I can roll that right out here.
Are you hungry for hope? Hi, this is Amy Thompson. If you or someone you know and love is experiencing hurt, hardships, or heaviness, we'd like to invite you to Hope Fest Florida on March 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Boca Raton Community High School football field. Hope Fest Florida is not just an event, it is a revival and reformation movement to share the gospel of our King Jesus, to unify the body of Christ, and to advance the kingdom of God right here in our communities. I invite you to look us up at hopefestflorida.com, where you can find out more information. I hope you'll come. Would you step up to the call?
Son of man is coming.
All right, and put that on your calendar. That's coming up in March on the 23rd. And incidentally, Amy and Scott, we just had a call from one of our family of listeners wants to purchase a couple of those baptismal pools, and so we'll get this information to you. And so people are listening. People are wanting to be a part of the revival that God is at work bringing across the globe. And thank God that Florida's included. Okay, Randy Skinner again is with us today, along with a couple wonderful friends, Jolly as well as Bryson. We have a great event coming up this week on Friday. So let's get the information out again.
Yeah, it's the Good Days Only Music Festival.org, and it's Good Days Music. Good Days Only Music Festival.org.
Good Days Only Festival.com.
Yeah, downtown West Palm Beach in the Myers Amphitheater. Friday, 2 to 10.
Yep, this Friday.
Going to great be moves of God. It's going to be good. We want to come out in these days and times in which we are living.
Amen.
And, you know, I'm sure everyone, one of your listeners saw Jesus Revolution and an incredible movie about the Jesus movement in the 70s. I was a part of that. At the very end of the movie, you see 200,000 young people gathered in Dallas, Texas, and I was there at 15 years of age. And you know, every generation, every 40 years, if you take a timeline from our nation's founding in 1608 to present day, you'll see every 40 years there's an opportunity for a generation to experience a move of God. And when you take that timeline up to 400 years, which is biblical, you come to 1968. And in 1968, the country was literally going to hell. Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. I was living there when tanks came out on the street. I was 10 years of age. And we had riots in 110 cities across America. Literally, the inner cities of America were burning. College campuses were in revolution. And it was like, what is happening? Well, what was happening is God had a plan. Mm-hmm. And in Southern California, a move of God came through a hippie that was fried on LSD and drugs.
Wow.
And in the desert, he had an encounter with Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And he picks up the Bible. He reads the book of Acts. Wow. Oh, this is what a follower of Jesus is. And he starts living it. And, of course, he has an encounter with Chuck Smith, Calvary Chapel's daughter, and impacted a very religious structure in man, and that launched the Jesus movement. And sadly, in 1972, when it culminated in Dallas, that was aborted by the religious structure of the church. Mm. They wanted to take these hippies and kind of restrain them. And so that opened the door for Roe v. Wade 1 year later, coming out of the same city in Dallas. Well, now in 2008, we're back in another 40-year time frame. 2008 to 2048 is the 40-year time frame for a move of God, and it is here. And so the key is, are we going to father this movement that's going to probably see an ushering in of the end times? And so that's what we're about, and taking back the airways through worship and praise and through the gospel.
Awesome. Awesome. Anything before we wrap up today, Bryson?
Oh man, we're just excited to bring this here, and everyone listening, also keep everybody in prayer as we are taking this on. This is a big thing. So as we come into this, you know, the devil's going to be attacking because we're lifting up the name of Jesus right in the city of West Palm. So I just encourage everybody, listen now, pray for the team, and because, you know, we're putting this thing on, but we're also praying more than anything, more than the fun, more than the artists, more than anything, that lives are changed. This whole day, that's our number one focus, is that people come in, they get saved, delivered, healed, restored, whatever it may be. And so as we're lifting people up in prayer, you know, let's all come together as the body and just lift up the name of Jesus on Friday.
Jolly?
I'm pumped. I'm ready. Let's go.
Awesome. You came from Colorado, did I hear?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so you flew in to be at this event, so people are coming from a lot of places.
Yep, yep. Flew in. Bryson picked me up at the airport, you know, not too long ago, like, hey, we're going here. And I wasn't expecting this. I'm telling you, my soul is on fire right now. Mm-hmm. And it's almost when you have that level of discernment, you know when God is up to something.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going to happen, how it's going to happen, but you just know that God is about to do something that's going to blow your socks off.
Amen. Bryson, tell us about the groups again, a little bit about the format, so people that are just tuning in will know what will know what's happening this coming Friday.
Yes, of course. So as the day goes on, we have some local people. We have a Christian worship leader from PBA in West Palm. He'll be there during the morning, and it kind of just builds up. It's for the family. Come in, have fun. Around 5, 6 p.m. will be J.J. Weeks, Seventh Time Down. Unspoken will be on around 7:30. And if you type in their, you know, their songs, everybody will mostly know it. And then Danny Goki will be on at 9 o'clock that night, and he's coming with the fire. He called me yesterday, and he's like, "I am ready for this." He said, "I've never been to West Palm to do something, and I just same thing. I feel something so special about this. I'm coming ready." So
God's calling people in, isn't he?
He's bringing them in, and that's how it's been from the start when we started planning this thing a few months back. It's just been like, I'm always big on letting the Holy Spirit lead. So there's moments where you say, okay, I got to pay this to do this. I got to get the fence. Okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. You know, all the fun stuff. But it's funny how God just starts bringing the pieces and then just drop them. Whenever you say, God, you do it, you know, and then it's like 2 days, 3 days, you'll be like, okay, we got to do this. Got to make this happen. It's like, what are we going to do? Who are we going to use? And then God, you know, it's just like, bam, right there. God just gave you a connection and a partnership and a friendship for the future. So it's been special. So yeah, Danny Goki will be out there. Unspoken, Seventh Time Down, J.J. Weeks, and a few other guys that are local from Miami, South Florida, and it's going to be powerful.
Opening up at what time?
The festival?
Yes.
Gates will open up at 12. Artists start going on around like 2 p.m. all the way until 10.
Okay, so, and again, the webpage?
GoodDaysOnlyFestival.com.
GoodDaysOnlyFestival.com. Randy closes out today. We have about 3 minutes.
Yes, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Father.
To give you praise and to give you glory. Lord, we lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
It is high and lifted up over every event, over the Boca Raton High School event. We thank you for even bringing revival among high school students in that city.
Yes.
All the way up to Daytona.
Thank you,
Father. And across the state. And touching other states. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins,
yes,
known and unknown.
Yes,
Lord, we ask forgiveness for pride, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, any anger, bitterness, jealousy, rage, frustration, hopelessness. We ask that the blood of Jesus Christ cover those sins.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Father, we come into your courts of praise, and we petition you. We petition you, Father God, to be true to your name, and that you will bring your presence, that the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, will be lifted up. And then we inquire of you, Lord. We open up our book of life, Psalms 139, over cities, over regions, over Florida, over our families, over our children. And we decree and declare that our children shall fulfill Psalms 127. They shall stand at the gates of the city, and they shall proclaim and contend and proclamate and prophesy the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you the praise. We give you the glory.
Thank you.
We ask, Father God, that you would bless WNCO and the station and its staff, its reach.
Yes.
We declare and decree that there shall be a place as a portal that this radio station will enter the heavens, pierce the second heavens, and be connected to the third heaven and the throne room of God. And then, Lord, that supernaturally people shall hear this radio station's programs in worship, and there can be no explanation but that it was picked up by a satellite somewhere, and in some foreign country they heard the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Karen, the last 30 seconds is yours.
No, I was,
you've been quiet.
Yeah, just taking it all in. But I had just asked Bryson earlier if he was a musician. And so will you be?
Yep, I'll be up there. We're bringing in our full band. We'll be there at 6:30 that night.
Awesome.
So it's going to be powerful. We have dancers. We have hip-hop dancers. We are going to bring the presence of God. We're going to worship.